cleaning. And he says that this little note we have about the Dulcimore here that shows you how much I have to learn is all wrong. But I'm going to let Archie tell you about it himself. Take over, Archie.
Well, thank you. You'll excuse me if I don't get up. I'm kind of lazy tonight. This instrument is the Dulcimore, or Dulcimer, if you want to call it that. We'll not argue about that, but there are about half a dozen instruments that bear the name Dulcimer, and it's very understandable that they might have confused it with another. This instrument here is 100% American. It originated back up in the Appalachian Mountain, the southern part of the Appalachian Mountains, and if you've never seen one, that's not surprising because there have been very few this far south. As the little note does say, the instrument has been in my family for, I think it's 138 years, something like that. And I'd like to play for you a tune or two from the Kentucky Mountains where I come from, and I'm sure you've heard some of them here in Florida. To start off with, I'd like to sing you a number that started out as a sad song of a very sad happening up in Massachusetts. But as the years went along, it's mellowed with age and it's taken on a comical aspect. So here's the story of Springfield Mountain. On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell a lovely youth. I knew him well, to Rudy knew, to Rudy nay, to Rudy knew, to Rudy nay. Lovely youth one day did go down to the meadow for to mow, to Rudy knew, to Rudy nay, to Rudy knew, to Rudy nay. He scarce had mowed half around the field when a pison sarpent bit his heel, to Rudy knew, to Rudy nay, to Rudy knew, to Rudy nay. They took him home to Molly dear, which made her feel so very queer, to Rudy knew, to Rudy nay, to Rudy knew, to Rudy nay. Now Molly had two ruby lips with which the pison she did sip, to Rudy knew, to Rudy nay, to Rudy knew, to Rudy nay. Now Molly had a holler tooth, and so the pison killed them both, to Rudy knew, to Rudy nay, to Rudy knew, to Rudy nay.
I think this damp weather has got me kind of down in the cellar there. I hope you can hear me. Just in case you can't hear me so well singing, I'll play one that doesn't need so much singing, one I can shout out. This is an old fiddle piece, and perhaps you've heard the Arkansas Traveler done in a kind of a narrative form with the traveler talking to the old fiddler sitting on the front porch. It goes something like this. Hey there, mister. Where does this road go to? Well, since I've been living here, it ain't gone nowheres. Mister, you lived around here all your life? Nope, not yet. Hey, mister, how far is it to Little Rock? I don't know, but there's a heck of a big one down there in the cornfield. Mister, why don't you fix that hole in your roof there? Well, you know, when it's raining, I can't. When it ain't raining, don't need to. mister. You know, I don't believe there's much between you and a fool. Nope, just the front yard there. Well, for the last number here, I want to show you just what a wonderful lazy man's instrument this is. In the first place, it doesn't weigh hardly anything. You can lift it with one finger, and you can always just be keep the thing hanging up above the bed or someplace on the front porch, as they often did, and reach up and grab it. It doesn't make much difference whether you've got it on your lap like I had it before or whether you've got it like this. Play either way. The only difference is when you've got it turned this way, you're in a minor key, and when you've got it turned the other way, you're in a major. But I'd like to do for you a real old song here. It dates back to early colonial times, or probably even earlier. May have come across with the first settlers. It's a story of a little girl's lament when her boyfriend, you might say, got drafted. It's called Johnny Has Gone for a Soldier. Sad I sit on Buttermilk Hill. Who can blame me, cry my fill, and every tear would turn a mill. Johnny has gone for a soldier. Me, oh my, I loved him still, broke my heart to go, and only time will heal my woe. Johnny has gone for a soldier. Sell my flax, I'll sell my wheel, buy my love a sword of steel, that it in battle I may wield. Johnny has gone for a soldier.
We have so much richness in our program that I just would love to keep him there just singing away, and maybe we can bring him back. Would you like that?